we're holding on Pei Bay's Umud Bay's, the second line from the bottom. We started discussing yesterday, suppose that a woman made a neder regarding two loaves of bread. One of them is something she'd really have wanted to eat, such as white bread, and therefore it would be inui nefesh for her not to eat it. The other one is pumpernickel bread or something like that, where anyway she wouldn't eat it, or we said the Rosh said that let's say she only needs to eat one loaf of bread to satisfy her for the day. So the other one she doesn't need because she wasn't going to eat it. So there's no inui nefesh in that. Can the husband be mefer for both of them? So we said Shmuel said yes. Once he's mefer for one, he can be mefer for the other. Rabbi Yochanan says that no, he's mefer for one. But he can only be mefer for the one that's in, that involves inui nefesh, but not the other one. And we discussed the reasons for the svara. One idea being what the Ran says about they're arguing regarding this that we're going to learn later in the perek that when the husband is mefer, he has to be mefer the whole neder. Is that does that apply over here? Do we say that the whole neder means literally the whole neder, or do we say it means only the part that is within his purview, namely the part that's neder in your nefesh? So now the Gemara says Esvei. So Rav Asi, we said, had asked Rav Yechanan this question. According to, we had two versions. One was Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yechanan, this is the din. The other one is that Rav Asi had asked the din to Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan responded to him that the only one he can be made for is the one with his inui nefesh. So now the Gemara says Esvei. So Rav Asi asked Rav Yechanan a question based on a Mishnah in Nazir, which we'll learn in a couple of weeks, Beis Hashem. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha shenadrim nazir." Suppose a woman, a married woman, makes a neder of nazirus. Va'isha shoyse yayin mitamel amesim. Afterwards, she was violating the neder and she was drinking wine or becoming tamimess. Ha'rezu sefegas asarbayim. So then she gets malchus. Sefegas literally means absorbs. That's the common terminology in many places in Shas. When a person gets malchus, we say literally they absorb the 40. 39 really, but whatever, the pasuk calls it 40, blows, that she absorbs the 40 blows, in other words, she gets malchus. Now, there's no real chiddush in that. The Ran and all the other mepharshim point out over here, there's no real chiddush in that part. Obviously, she violated her neder. She's chayav malchus. It's more, we're bringing it as an introduction to the sefer. The sefer continues, hefer la baila, suppose her husband was made for the neder, v'hi lo yoda shehefer la, she didn't know that he was made for to her, and then she was drinking wine or becoming tamimess. Then she is not getting malchus. Because the fact is, the husband was made for her. The Gemara explains there in Nedarim, and we'll learn it over there, Beis Hashem, that nevertheless, she needs a kapara, because the fact is, she needs to still do tshuva and ask Hashem to forgive her, because the fact is, she thought that she was over on Aveda, even though it turns out that she wasn't. So this is, you have over and over in the Psukim, in Parshas Matos, regarding the Forest Nedarim, it uses the expression, Vashem Yislach La, Hashem will forgive her. And Rashi explains over there, based on this Gemara, that that's what we mean. In other words, that even though in the end it turns out she didn't do anything wrong because the neder was already mufer, nevertheless, she still needs kapara from Hashem, she still needs slicha, she still needs forgiveness from Hashem, because at the time she didn't know and she thought that she was actually violating her neder. Anyway, the point is, says Rav Asi to Rav Yechanan, the I amet mefilah v'sana ve'in mefilah she'en misana. If you're going to tell me that in the case of the two loaves of bread, you're going to tell me that he can only be mefer for one of them, only for the part that involves inui nefesh, and not for the other part, then in the case of nezirus, let's consider nezirus has many different parts. So duma min yayin de islat saira hefala. So maybe it's possible. So it's possible. And actually, the Ran says really the duma over here, not really even it's possible. We would have to read the Ran uses the question lav davka. It means actually it's a certainty. That even though he was mefer for the neder, but minyayin de islat saira, so wine, a deprivation of wine could be considered inui nefesh, so hefer law, you could say he was mefer for her, min chartzen or min zog la hefer law, but even within things from the grapevine itself, we know, as we're going to learn in Masechta Nazir, that a Nazir is also to eat anything and any part of the grape, So he's also to eat chartzan, which is the grape seeds, and zog, which is the grape peels. There's no inri nefesh necessarily involved in depriving herself of that. So then you could say, so to the extent that the husband is made for, if he's telling you that he's only made for the inri nefesh part, then he's only made for the wine part. The rest of it, including the chatzanim and zog, is still in effect. The hola is for tzaira, because after all, she doesn't have tzar by the deprivation of those, the tisper, the sarboim. So nevertheless, she should still get malchus if she eats those. And in fact, the Tana in that case should have told her that even if the husband was mefer for her, then still there can be things for which she gets malchus, namely some of the other things that a nazir is osur in. The Rosh also points out another way of looking at it is, forget about chatzanim and zog. What about tumas mes? There's certainly no, on the face of it, there's no inri nefesh involved in not becoming tumas mes. So we certainly, according to Yud of Yechanan, there's no reason the husband should be able to be made for the part about tumas mes, and still we're saying that if she became tome, she's not getting malchus. Well, why not? The answer is, so doesn't that contradict you, Rabbi Yochanan, who are saying that the husband can only be made for the part of inri nefesh? Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef answers the question, ein nezirus lachatzoi. The answer is, there's no such thing as half nezirus. In other words, there's no such thing as a nazir who is, there's no such thing as a nazir who's usher in wine, but is mutter in chartzen and zog, who's mutter to eat grape seeds or grape peels, or to use the Rosh's thing, when there's no such thing as a nazir. So actually the Ram talks about on Omud Beis, he says, there actually can be a type of nazir where they're allowed to become tamei mes. The Ram addresses later on, in Masechta Nazir, we're going to learn, so in a week and a half or so, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn that there's such a thing as a Nazir Shimshon, which is a person who declares that I'm going to be a Nazir like Shimshon was, and we find, as we go through the Pesukim over there, that Shimshon was also in everything of a Nazir, except that he was allowed to become Tomei Mes. So that way he was Shimshon's career, he was going and killing Plishtim all over the place, he wouldn't have been able to do that if he was also to become Tomei Mes. The Gemara goes through a whole discussion of it, that on the face of it, you could understand the psukim otherwise, but Gemara ends up saying that the halacha is that's how it is, that a nazir shimshin is allowed to become tomei mes. So the Ram explains further on that actually you could have a type of nazir who's allowed to become tomei mes, but fine, let's talk about chartzen and zog. There's no such thing as a nazir who's also to drink wine, but is mutter to eat chartzen and zog. So this is a special case, in other words, says Rabbi Yosef. Given that Nizirus is an all-encompassing thing that includes many different details, including wine and Haritzen and Zog, then therefore it's impossible to be made for one part without being made for the rest, because there's no such thing as half Nizirus. So Rabbi Yosef says, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in that case, the husband can be made for even the part that doesn't involve inri nefesh, such as the chautzen and the zog, because otherwise you're going to be left with half nezirus, and there's no such thing. The Rosh also adds the point, he says that, it's one thing when she makes a neder regarding two loaves of bread. Now, before, when we discussed the question, why would Shmuel say that if the husband is made for one, he can be made for the other as well, when there's no nidre inri nefesh? So we said, the Ran had discussed at some length the idea that they're arguing on when the Pasuk says, Ishah yiferenu, that her husband is made for it, and we say later on in the Perek that it means he has to be made for the whole thing, he can't just be made for part of it, so they're arguing what's considered the whole neder for this purpose. The Rosh over there has a somewhat different explanation. He says the vort is that when she makes a neder on two loaves of bread, we consider as if each one was a separate neder. It may even be that there actually was a separate neder on each one, but it doesn't matter. The point is that even if it was one neder, we consider as though it was two. So here, on the other hand, with Nezirus, we don't consider as though it's separate Nedarim on wine and on Chartzan and Zog and so forth. It's all one big Nedar. Therefore he can be made for the whole thing together. Omulay Abaya, Sabaya asks Rabbi Yosef, you using the expression Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyin, does that, it makes it sound as though you're saying there can't be Nezirus, there can't be half Nezirus. If a person is a Nazir, they're also on the whole thing, but it sounds like you're saying, he asks Rabbi Yosef, it sounds like you're saying that there could be a korban for half the Nezirus. Omulay Abaya, a korban L'Chatzoyin Nezirus Ika. So Abaya asks him, so what are you implying? Your Loshen, Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyin, is incomplete. You're saying that there can't be Nezirus for half, implying, it sounds as though you're saying that it is possible for there to be Karbonus for half Nezirus. Meaning, suppose, for example, she made this Neder of Nezirus. She observed it for, let's say, 2 weeks. Then her husband was Mefer. We said, now, we discussed before, and the Gemara discusses in this sugya in Nazir, when the husband is made for a neder, is it that he's made for it, that it, as if it never existed, like it is with the, when Basedin is matir a neder, or is it megas gayas, is it that he cuts it off from now on, so until now it was valid, and now we're saying from now on it's no longer in effect. The Gemara in Nazir ends up saying that it is, in fact, Megas Gaius. So therefore, so imagine she kept the Nezirus for 15 days. Now the husband is Mefer. The way you're saying it, Rabbi Yosef, sounds like fine. There can't be half Nezirus in the sense that it can't be that during those 15 days she was also only in wine, but Mutter and Chautzen and Zug. Therefore, if the husband, or the other way around, therefore, if the husband is going to be Mefer, one part of it, he's Mefer the whole thing. But the way you're phrasing it, Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyin, makes it sound as though there could be a korban for half the Nezirus. As though if she would have been a Nazir for 15 days, and then the husband is Mefer, it sounds as though you're saying that she would have to have bring korbanos at that point. And that's not so. You only bring korbanos when you had full 30-day Nezirus. So in other words, Abaya is bothered by Rabbi Yosef's losh. Ela Omer Abaya, so Omer Abaya, her korban l'chatzin Nezirus Ika. So Abaya is saying, are you telling me that there would be, the way you're saying your loshen makes it sound as though there would be a korban for half of Nezirus? Ela Omer Abaya, ain't Nezirus l'chatzoyin, ain't korban l'chatzoyin. So rather Abaya says, no, let's clarify your loshen. And there's no Nezirus for half, but there's also no korban for half. In other words, the same way as you can't be made for part of the neder of Nezirus and be Mekayim part of it, if he's made for the part about wine, which is Inui Nefesh, he has to, along with it, be made for the part about grape seeds and grape peels. And even though there's no way, even though there's no Inui Nefesh in those, the same way, there's no korban for the half Nezirus. Yes, if the husband was made for during the time, then she would not bring a korban for that period of time that she already counted. There are achronim that talk about, interestingly, a different svara in what Abaya is saying. I mean, why is Abaya, I mean, and after all, you know, there's no actual loshen that Rabbi Yosef is saying that she should be chayev in a, that she should be chayev in a korban, that she should be chayev in a korban as a result of all of this. So why is, what's bothering Abaya so much about the loshen ein nezirus l'chatzoyin, making it sound as though Rabbi Yosef said there's korban l'chatzoyin when he didn't really hint at any such thing. So there are actually a couple of interesting explanations from Achronim. There's Reb Chaim Ozer has in his Chidushim, in his Sefer Achiezer. He says, listen, after all, the husband was Mefer, the Nezirus. Fine, but you can say, even if you're going to say he's Mefer all of the things that she's not allowed to, and fine, you can say Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyin, so he can't be Mefer on the wine and not be Mefer as well on the Zog and Chatzon, but he wasn't Mefer on her Korbanos. So why shouldn't she be chayev in the korbanos? And the answer is because the answer is Abaya is saying ain't korban l'chatzin nezirus. The korbanos are also a basic part of the nezirus, and therefore if he's made for the nezirus, automatically the korbanos go away with it as well. And then the Chazan Ish discusses this point as well and says another point. The fact is that we know the din. We're going to learn it in the Masechta Nazir, Bez Hashem, that if a person's time of Nezirus finishes, so the 30 days, or however long it is, they said they were going to be a Nazir is up, but they didn't bring their Korbanos, then they're still higher than all the dinim of Nazir. So, and they're still going to be Chayev Malkus if they do it during that time. So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, so you're telling me Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyin, but still, until she brings her karbanos, shouldn't she be chayev malchus? Because after all, according to your logic, she hasn't brought her karbanos. So Abaye says no. The fact is, she's not ever going to be bringing those karbanos because, again, baal negas gayas, the husband cuts off the nazirus as though it never existed, or not as though it never existed. It means that from now on, it doesn't exist. And the fact is, you don't bring karbanos of nazirus until you've completed your nazirus. Well, she never completed it because the husband was nefer. That is why Abaye says you can't just say it's a matter of ein nazirus lachatzoy. You have to also add the detail of ein karbanos lachatzi nazirus. Otherwise, the question would still be, why shouldn't she be getting malchus given that she hasn't brought her karbanos yet? And so the answer is because, in fact, there aren't going to be any karbanos, because in this case, the nazirus is cut off and no longer exists from now on. Okay. So now the Gemara discusses, let's discuss that point that Abaye is saying that there are no karbanos in this case. Let's get into that point a little bit, and then we'll return back to the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about being made for only the inri nefesh part. So the Gemara says, Meisti. We have a contradiction against Abaye. A Mishnah says in Nazir, Ha'isha shenodra min Nazir, if a woman made a neder of Nazirus, ve'ifrisha behemta, and she designated an animal for the korban. Now, what it is like this. We're going to learn in Masechta Nazir, Bez Hashem, that a Nazir has to bring, if a Nazir becomes Tomei, then they have to bring three korbanos. They bring two birds as an Ola and a Chatas, and they bring an animal, a sheep, as an Osham. Then, if they became Tomei, and then they bring those korbanos and start the Nazirus over again. When they complete their Nazirus successfully, then they bring three korbanos. Then are all animals. They bring an oila, a chatas, and a shlom. So this woman made a neder of nazir. She designated an animal for her korban. So the Ran explains that she made the neder of nazirus. Now she became tomei. So now she has to bring the korbanos toma, of which one of them is an animal and the other two are birds. So she designated the animal for the osham. And the Ran says the chiddush is, even though she already designated the animal, even though it was so far along that she already designated an animal for the osham, nevertheless, the husband is still able to be made for the neder, and she won't bring the karbanos. So that's the chiddush. That's the point of mentioning that she designated her animal. Then her husband was made for the neder. So now the nazirus is cut off. Now she's not bringing the korbanos anymore. Nevertheless, the Braisa says mevia chatas ha'oif. She still has to bring the chatas of. She still has to bring the bird chatas. The ena mevia oilas ha'oif. But she doesn't bring the bird. She doesn't bring the bird oila that she would have had to bring as a nazir tameh, because now she's not a nazir anymore. So the amat ain't korban lachatzi nazirus. Now, if you tell me Abaye, there's no such thing as a korban for half nazirus, because the husband was made for halfway through the nazirus, and therefore she's not bringing her korbanos. Then amay mevia chatas oif. Then why should bring a chatas oif either? What chatas oif is there for her to bring? At this point, she's not chayiv in any korbanos anymore. So what are you telling me, Abaye, ain't korban lachatzoyin, that you can't bring a korban for half nazirus? There we see you do bring a korban after half nazirus. So the Gemara answers back, the Elamai yesh korban lachatzi nazirus. Okay, so what are you gonna say then? You, the Machshon, are assuming that there is korban for half nazirus, and you want to contradict Abaye with that. Well, sholosh behemis boi lasuya, chatas olo shlomin. In that case, then ultimately, she's going to have to bring three animals as a korban. Because after all, if she did become Tomei, then she's going to be bringing two birds and an animal, and then she's going to start her Nazirus over again. But either way, eventually, at the end of the Nazirus, she's going to have to bring three animals. Because again, if you're going to tell me You know, now, it's one thing if a person is matur neder on the nezirus, fine. We said that the chacham is oikra on neder meikra. He uproots the neder as if it never existed, so therefore you could say there's no korbanos. But if you're telling me that you're bothered by this b'raisa, which is bringing an oilas to oif, that therefore you're saying, obviously, therefore, some residue of the nezirus remains, well, then in that case, what do you mean? Why would she be bringing only one bird? She would have to bring all three. She'd have to be bringing all three korbanos for the tumah. Two birds and an animal, start her nezirus over again, and eventually finish her nezirus successfully and bring the three animals. And the fact that the Braisa is not saying that shows that obviously there's never a time when she's bringing all those animals. So we are back to, after all, in Korban Lachatzi Nezirus. Ah, you're bothered by the question in that case, why is she bringing an Olasa, why is she bringing a Chatasoid then? So the Chatasoid, you could say, do you know why she's bringing the Chatasoid? Find Demasia that she's bringing, find Mishum the Chatasala Sofit. The fact is, we find other scenarios where a person brings a Chatasoid even when there's a Sofit. Because after all, we find, for example, we have examples. For example, a woman miscarried and she's not sure whether the baby was a viable baby formed enough that she would have to bring a korban on. And you have various other such cases, suffix zava. You have all kinds of cases where the fact is we have a din that you bring a chatas oif even though it's a suffix. The din is you can't eat it because the kohenim can't eat it because since it's ala sofet, then it might be that it was cholin ba'azara. And there's also the point that they did melika to it, which if it's not a kosher korban, then they're not allowed to eat a bird that melika was done on. Normally melika is not shchita. Normally the bird would be considered nevela as a result of that. Anyway, only when it comes to korbanos is there a special dispensation for the kohenim to eat it. We've discussed that point before. So when a chakas ha'if is brought because of a suffix, then you don't eat it. The fact is, though, we see that there is a kula when it comes to a chakas ha'if, that you bring it even though there was a suffix. So therefore, you can say that then she brings, so fine, there is reason for her to bring the chakas ha'if. The Gemara explains there in Nazir, and the Rosh and Tosfos bring it over here that Braisa that says that she brings the chatas ha'if is following the opinion of Rabbi Lazar HaKafer, who says the very fact that she made a neder of Nezirus in the first place is considered a certain chet, is considered to a certain degree an avera, because as we've talked about throughout our Masechta, making the darim is not really the best thing to do. And Rabbi Lazar HaKafer especially uses the expression, shetzira atzma min hayayin, the very fact that she deprived herself of wine is something wrong for which she needs kapara. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar HaKafer has reason to say that she should bring a chatas ha'if, because after all, a chatas ha'if we find even when you're not strictly, absolutely required to bring it, you can bring it anyway. So by the same token, let her at least bring it over here. It'll be at least symbolically that she's bringing her korbanos and bringing a kapara for herself for having made this neder in the first place. And then that's it. No more korbanos, because at that point the husband has removed the neder, has cut off the neder, and ain't korban l'chatzi nezirus. So that would explain why you have that, but that would explain why you don't bring the rest, why she doesn't bring the rest of the Korbanos Tahara, the Korbanos Tuma, or the Korbanos Tahara, because in fact, like Abaya says, ain't Korban Lachatzi Nezirus. Okay. So fine. So that takes care of Abaya's point. In fact, that the din is ain't Korban Lachatzi Nezirus. We do have this special thing that she brings this Ola, she brings this Chata Sa'if, because a Chata Sa'if is no problem bringing on a Suffolk, and therefore, according to the Lazar Kafir, there's reason to bring it in order to be Machapur for the fact that she ever made this neder in the first place. So therefore, she does that, but in fact, objectively, there's really no Korbanos that she needs to bring, and therefore, that upholds Abaya's point that ain't Korban Lachatzi Nezirus. Fine. Now let's get back to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Again, we were still in the middle of discussing that Rabbi Yochanan had said that the husband can be made for only the part of the neder that is inui nefesh. So we said in the case of the two loaves of bread, he can only be made for regarding the white bread, but not regarding the pumpernickel bread. So Eisveh, so Rabbi Asi points out another contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. We learn in a Braisa, another case involving a woman with Nezirus, Ha'isha Shenodra Menazir, a woman made a neder of Nezirus, Vinitmes, and she became Tomei, Ba'achakas Hefer Labayla, and then her husband was made for her nazirus. So this is slightly different than the previous case. The previous case was she made the neder of nazir, then she designated an animal, and then her husband was made for. Now the Ran explained that she designated an animal that she did in fact become tamei already, but the Braisa didn't spell it out. Here the Braisa is spelling out that she became tamei. And then her husband was made for her. So she brings the bird chatas, but she doesn't bring the bird oila. Because again, there wasn't really a nazirus over here. Now the e amet. Now if you're telling me Rav Yechon made for the misana, but ain't made for the she'en misana. If you're telling me that the husband can be made for only the part that involves inri nefesh, so let's say, for example, the wine, but not the part that does not involve inri nefesh, for example, the chautzen and the zog, like we said before, dilma miyayin, so forget about chautzen and zog. Like, remember, nazir is also not allowed to become tamei mes. Dilma miyayin de ispot tzaira hefala, then maybe we would have to say that he was only made for the part about wine where there is tzar involved. Mitumas mes de lespot tzaira la hefala. Maybe you could say, or actually the Ran says, like before, that it's not even dilma, it's not even maybe, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it would be a certainty. Mitumas mes de lespot tzaira. When it comes to tumas mes, there's no tzar, there's no deprivation in not becoming tummy mess, so loy hefer law, so he wasn't made for. So in that case, then again, why is she not bringing her korbanus? The fact is, she became tummy, so therefore, and tuma he wasn't made for, so the dinim of tuma of nazir should still apply to her at least, and she should have to bring the korbanus about that. Now the Ran points out that so now the Gemara is going to give a different answer over here, that Tumas Mes in fact does involve Tzar. Now why didn't the Gemara use the answer before about Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyim? The answer is, for the Ran following his Shita says that before the Gemara was asking about Zog and Chartzen, about grape seeds and grape peels, where the husband on the face of it, according to Rabbi Yechanan, can't be made for those until we said Ein Nezirus L'Chatzoyim, and therefore we said on that grounds he could. Because there's no such thing ever as a nazir who's also in wine, but mutter in grape seeds and grape peels. And in fact, we're going to learn in Masech the Nazir that if a person says, for example, I am a nazir from wine, even though he didn't mention anything else, then he's considered a full nazir. On the other hand, the Ran says, again, there is such a thing as a nazir shimshin, as we talked about. That a nazir shimshin is in fact allowed to become tamei mes. So therefore, now that we're dealing with tumas mes, then the Gemara can't answer like it did before that he can't be made for only part of it, because to begin with, it is in fact possible for her to have declared a nazirus, specifically a nazirus shimshin, which she'd be able to become tamei mes. So you could well say then that the husband could be made for the part of the nazirus that involves wine, but not be made for the issur truma. Or the Ran adds also, you could say that yes, of course you could say that tumas mes does in that. Or the Gemara is going to answer that, in fact, you're thinking that Tumas Mes does not involve Inu Nefesh. As a matter of fact, it does, as the Gemara is going to answer. So therefore, that would be another reason, says the Ran, why the Gemara is giving another answer, because the Gemara wants to highlight that, in fact, there is such a thing as Inu Nefesh involving Tumas Mes in general. Meaning, even if she were to make, forget about a neder of Nazirus. What if a woman makes a neder that I won't become Tomei? Or that I won't go to a Beis Ha'ovel, to a place of Avelos, where I'm going to become Tamei Mes, as the Gemara is going to go on to say, it still can be considered Inri Nefesh, and the husband can be made for it. That's all according to the Ran, again, following his Shita before, that when the Gemara on Omer Aleph asked to begin with from Rabbi Yechanan about the case of a woman with her Nizinus, we were talking about the fact that there it didn't specify tuma, so therefore we could say the husband was made for only the part about the wine, but not the zog and the chautzen. And then we ended up saying that no, he's made for the whole thing because ein nazirus chatzoyim. The Rush who explained before that in fact before also the Gemara knew that we're talking about that he's made for the part about wine, but not about the part about tuma. So rather, the Rosh and Tosfos over here understand that the Gemara's question is a little bit different. The Braisa is saying that if she became Tomei before the husband was made for, then she has to bring the Chatasai, implying that, and the implication is that if that, the implication is, on the other hand, if she hadn't become Tomei yet, once the husband is made for, she can become Tomei Nes. So therefore, so that we see that the Hafara is made for the whole Nezirus, even the part that doesn't have Inri Nefesh. So now the question is, where is the Inri Nefesh? So now the question is, how can you be made for the part about the part about Tumas Mes on the face of it? There's no Inri Nefesh. And so therefore, so the answer is going to be that in fact Tuma does involve, Tuma does involve Inri Nefesh. So the Gemara says Amri. So they answer Tumas Mes Namitz Isfal Tzayra. As a matter of fact, the lack of Tumas Mes can also be considered a tzayr. Dichtiv v'chayit in a lid, because part of that she can't become Tomei Mes means she's not going to go to be able to go to a Beis HaOvel. A Beis HaOvel doesn't just mean a shiva house. There's no mesim over there. There's no tumah over there. It means also, for example, let's say to go, like nowadays, if a person goes to a funeral, to the funeral home in order to be menachem them, in order to be with the abevim, and to be menachem them over there. So a person not being able to do that can be considered inri nefesh. Dichtiv v'chayit in a lid, as the pasuk says, the living should take it to heart. The pasuk is pasuk in Kehelas that's saying that the beginning of the pasuk is saying that it's better to go to a beis ha'ovel than to go to a party or a wedding or whatever, because everybody in the end dies. V'chayit in a lid, and the living should take it to heart. We know famously after Rebbe Tzinchai Mushka passed away, in particular, that Rebbe quoted this pasuk innumerable times to say that we need to take a lesson from the actions of the nifter or the nifteres and learn to be better Jews because of it. Anyway, with Tanya, Hoyra Meir Omer, so we learn in a Braisa, the Meir says, what does it mean, Vachayit in a Livoy? I mean, my Dichtiv Vachayit in a Livoy. The Yisbod Yisbodun Lay, a person should realize that if he cries for other people after they die, then he will have that people will do the same for him when he goes. That's the Yivkum. The Yisbod means to make a hesed. It means to eulogize the dead person, to say good things about him and arouse people to cry. So if he does that then eventually people will do that for him. The yivkun lay, somebody who cries for a mess, other people will cry for him. The yikba yikbaruna, a person who helps out with the burial of a mess, eventually others will do the same for him. So therefore, so there is a certain inri nefesh. So she makes a neder that I won't be, that I'll be a nazir, and therefore I can't become tomei mes. That means she's not going to be able to participate in the burial. It means she's not going to be able, she's not going to be able to go to the Beis HaOvel, like to the funeral home or something, to be menachem the avelim. So therefore, there is inri nefesh involved in that. There is tzar involved in that. It's going to occur to her, you know what, then if I act that way, nobody's going to do it for me after I go, and therefore that can be considered inri nefesh to the extent that the husband, in fact, could be made for that. Okay, so that answer. So again, that Braisa that talks about that she became Tomei is not contradicting, and was saying that the husband can be made for, and he's made for everything, including the tumah, is not contradicting Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can't be made for anything that's not inri nefesh, because as a matter of fact, tumah does involve a not being able to become Tomei does involve inri nefesh as well. So, in the end, as far as this machloikas Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, the general rule is that when you have a machloikas Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha generally is like Rabbi Yechanan, and that's how it is over here. So in the case of the two loaves of bread, in fact, the husband can be made for only the part that is inri nefesh. He can only be made for on the white bread, not on the pumpernickel bread, and similarly, in other cases. Now, in the case of Nazir, it's a separate thing, because, as we said, in Nazirus Lachatzoyim, and because in addition, the two major things of Nazirus, drinking wine and becoming Tomei Lames, both involve Inri Nefesh, then therefore the husband can be made for the whole thing. But anyway, because in Nazirus Lachatzoyim, there's no such thing as half Nazirus. But in other cases, let's say, for example, with two loaves of bread or something like that, in fact, he could only be made for the part that involves Inri Nefesh. Mishnah says, koinam she'enin chanim nen labris. Suppose that the woman makes a neder, a koinam, on any hana that I would have from other people. So in other words, she's asking herself to have hana to any person. Eina yachal lahafer, so the husband is not able to be made, because that's not nidri inri nefesh. Now, the Ran points out over here, we learned before that Shmuel said he could be Mefer. We ended up saying that according to the Ran's understanding of that Gemara, that Shmuel was going according to the Chachamim, whereas our Mishnah, we said earlier in the Perek, that our Mishnah and all the rest of the Mishnayos in our Perek go according to Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi would say that he can't be Mefer because it's not Nidra Inu Nefesh. Shmuel would be going according to the Chachamim, who disagree and say that it is Nidra Inu Nefesh. Now again, we discussed before that the Rambam and a couple of other Rishonim do learn that the halacha would be like Rabbi Yossi as far as this. So they would have to understand that, as the Gemara is going to discuss, that any yochel lahafer means it can't be mefer on the grounds of inri nefesh, but he could still be mefer on the grounds when it involves dvarim shebeina levena, where it interferes with the relationship between them, namely that it makes it more of a hardship for him to be able to support her, as we'll see. Continues the Mishnah, v'yicholah hi lehonis b'leket shikcha peya. Now she is allowed to have hana from leket shikcha and peya that people leave over in their field, because that's not considered having hana from people, because the people leave them in their fields and she's taking them. It's not considered having hana from the people. The Ran points out, now, unlike Truma and Meiser, the din with Truma and Meiser, which we're going to continue in the Mishnah, we're going to digress in the Mishnah to talk about that, is you have to give the Truma and Meiser to the Kohen and Levi, but you have what's called Toivas Hana, you have the right to determine which Kohen and which Levi could get them, and even that is in other places in the Gemara, it talks about that there can be a certain monetary value to that. You can have, let's say, a friend who is a Yisrael who says to you, you know what, I have a grandson or I have a nephew who's a Kohen, because my sister or my daughter was married to a Kohen and they have a son, I'm going to give you a couple of dollars and you give your truma to my nephew or my grandson, the Kohen, and you're allowed to do that, because you're allowed to pick which Kohen or which lady gets your truma and maaser. Leket shikcha and peyeh is not like that. The Ran refers to that there's an extra word, kazoy, in the pasuk. You have to leave it alone, meaning you don't have Torah Sanah. You don't get to pick which poor person gets it. So in effect, all it is, it's hefker. And therefore she's allowed to take it. It's not considered having Hanah from other people. So now, having mentioned that, then the Mishnah digresses to another point, which is not directly related to the halachas of, well, it is sort of, because it's koinam, but it's not really directly related to this, to the dinim we're talking about in these parakim, about the dinim of being made for the wife's neder, but it does have to do with nedarim. Koinam, koinam, levium, nanimli. Suppose a person says a koinam, that koinam and levium will not be allowed to have an avni. Yitlu al kofai. They're still able to take their truma and meiser, whether he likes it or not. Because, as we're gonna learn in the Gemara, eventually we're gonna learn on Daf Pehe why that is. We're going to discuss this matter of Tovus Hanah and see why it is that, in fact, that why the Tana of our Mishnah, which again we said before is Rabbi Yossi, why he would say that the farmer does not have the right to not give the Truma and Maisa to the Kohenim and Levim. We'll see that there. But Kohenim Elu or Levim Elu nanimly. But if he says these particular Kohenim or these particular Levim are also Tana Hanah for me, then we still have to uphold that. Yitlu acherim, then we say other people take the truma and meiser, so then he doesn't give it to the ones that he said are also, he gives it to other ones instead. Okay, so now again, the first part of our Mishnah said that a woman makes a neder, she won't have hanah from others. The Mishnah had said, eini yochel lahafer, that he's not able to be mefer. So let's discuss that. Alma, so we see from that, efshir de mitzin amidilei. So the reason is, evidently, because she can be supported from her husband. Well, so there's no inner nefesh involved because her husband is able to support her. So in that case, then, that at this point, the Gemara is assuming that when the Mishnah continues that she can have leket shikcha and peyeh, it's not a reason for the previous din. It's just a separate statement. It's saying the din will be she's able to have hanah from her husband. And in addition, a separate thing, by the way, you should know that she's allowed to have leket shitsa and peya, and that's not considered having hanoah from other people. Which means, mikwal de baal lav b'tzal briyasu. So that would mean that when she makes the neder that I won't have hanoah from briyas, she evidently does not mean to include her husband. By the way, the Ran also adds that, now what about, we had before, we had earlier in the parak, for example, that, that she makes a neder that I won't have enough from a certain, that the payers of a certain place or of a certain storekeeper are going to be also to me. And we discussed that with the case, we talked about that even if the husband himself goes and buys them from the store, they're going to be also. The difference is, the Ran says, because she said then the neder was on the payers. So the payers that come from this storekeeper are going to be osur. That implies even if her husband buys them and brings them to her, they still remain osur. Here she's not saying the word payers. She's saying hanah from other people. Well, if her husband gets it from those people, then it's not hanah from them. Similar to the way we learned earlier in the Masechta, that if Reuven is, or that if Shimon, we said, was also in hanah from Reuven, so we said Reuven can give the food to a third party, and then that third party can give it to Shimon, and that's not considered having hanah from Reuven. So here would be the same kind of thing. Anyway, so at this point, we're assuming in the Gemara that when she said that I'm not going to have hanah labrias from people, she didn't mean to include her husband in that. And therefore she's allowed to have hanah from him. Well, in that case, ema sefer, but look at the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yecholah lahonis b'lechat shitcho peya, that she's allowed to have hanah from Lekat Shitkopeya, which seems to imply Avamid Debal Loyofa, which seems to imply that she can only live off Lekat Shitkopeya. She can't have Anah from her husband. Alma Baal B'chlav Briyasu. So it sounds like now we're saying the husband is included in her neder of Briyas. So what is it? If the Mishnah is telling us, as we're assuming, two different dinim, then why is it mentioning that she, why is it using the expression she can have Anah from Lekat Shitkopeya? If she the Ran said, if she's allowed to have hanah from her husband, then she's not poor. So why should she be allowed to take like a chitkan peya? The very fact that we're allowed, that she's allowed to, seems to imply because she's poor, because she can't even have hanah from her husband. So what is it? Is her husband included in the neder or not? So the Gemara gives three answers. Oma ula la'olam la b'chlav briyasu. We can answer that in fact the husband is not considered part of briyas. So when she says a neder that I won't have hanah from briyas, she's not meaning to include her husband. The reason why the Mishnah is saying ba'oid en yochel ha'hafer, but the reason why the Mishnah is saying two things. Number one, he can't be mefer because there's no inri nefesh over here, because her husband can support her. And again, like we said, the Ran said that would even mean the husband is allowed to buy or get food from those brios, from those other people, and give to her, because once it goes to him, then it's not considered that's hanah from those brios anymore. And second of all, the Mishnah is telling us, ba'oid, and furthermore, another reason, in yochel ha'hafer, is v'feish yichol, lohanes v'lechat shitcho peya, because she's able to eat lechat shitcho peya. In other words, that even if the husband is poor and he can't support her, nevertheless, the fact is that she could have lechat shitcho peya, and she's also not also in her husband, so therefore, those are reasons why. So those would be two separate reasons, says Ula, why that the Mishnah is saying why the husband cannot be made. If in fact, or the Ran adds, if in fact she was also to have anav from the husband, then we would say that in fact it would be like the case that we had at the beginning of the parak, where she makes a neder not to have hanah from a particular storekeeper, who is the only one who will give them credit. And we said they're yafir, because otherwise it's going to be too hard to get food from anywhere else. So if she was also from her husband and was only mutter and lekat shitkan peya, then Ula says that in fact would be a reason to say that their husband could be mafer. But the combination of the things that she can have hanah from her husband, so therefore her husband can support her, and that even if her husband is poor and is not able financially to support her, that she's able to have lekat shitkan peya, those two reasons, each of them, is reason enough that the husband can't be made for the neder. So according to Ola, the Mishnah is telling us two separate points. By the way, you have the interesting point Karen Oda brings up. Okay, so she can have lots of chitfa and peya. Fine, she'll have wheat and barley and whatever else. from that. What about the grapes? Because if it also includes, because you have shitcha by grapes as well. What about, for example, she may not have other kinds of food, that she may not have other kinds of fruit or other kinds of food that are not available as like a shitcha and peah. So isn't there in your nefesh because of that? After all, we learned before that any type of food can be considered in your nefesh. And so he says, okay, fine, but she could always take the leket shitcha and peah that she gets and sell it to other people. We said before, she made a neder not to have hanah from other people. But we learned earlier in the Masechta that when a person makes such a neder not to have hanah from other people, he is still able to do business with them. We said what he has to do is he can't buy from them at a discount, and he can't sell to them at a profit, but he could still sell he could sell things at a loss, because then he's not having enough from them. So fine, so she could take some of the extra left at shikha and peah and sell it to them at a loss and be able to buy other kinds of things. So there's still no inri nefesh involved necessarily. Okay, so that's one explanation in Mishnah. Rava Omar, Rava says a second explanation in Mishnah. Mo'olam baal b'chlal b'riyasu. As a matter of fact, we would say the Mishnah means that the husband is included in b'riyas. So when she says that I won't have hanah from b'riyas, she means that she's asking herself to have hanah from her husband as well. So the Mishnah is saying umatam kamar. The second part of the Mishnah about the leket shikha and peah is giving a reason. Ma tam eni yochel ha'hafer. Why can't the husband be made for? Because she's able to take lechet shikha and peah. So in other words, now the Gemara had been bothered before by the fact that the Mishnah didn't tie them together with mipnei, with because. Instead, the Mishnah just had a vav there, v'yecholah, which sounded like it was two different reasons, which is how Ullah explained it. Rav is saying, okay, so it means as though it said mipnei. So because she's able to have leket shikha and peah, therefore there's no inri nefesh, because now she's able to get leket shikha and peah. Which the Ran adds that now the Ran asks, okay, but so what? I mean, we learned before again about the chenveni, where you can only get food easily from him because nobody else will give you credit, and he said that he can be nefer. So why should even Rav Yossi agree with that? So why all of a sudden over here, when there's leket shikha and peah available, would it be not a reason for the husband to not be made for the nether? So the Ran brings from Moshe Bar Shneir, and Tosfos also brings from him, that we're talking about over here a time of year when there's plenty of leket shikha and peah available, namely during the summertime. It's true that if she made the neder during the winter, then that would be different, since there's no leket shikha and peah available, then therefore that would be a reason for the husband to be able to be made for the neder, because then we can't say that there's anything available for her to get outside of being supported by her husband, and therefore that would be inri nefesh. She could support herself, but still apparently the idea is that she may not be able to make enough to support herself. And anyway, she made a neder not to have enough from Brios. So even if she sells anything to them, we said she's going to have to sell it on a loss. So she may have a hard time making ends meet. And therefore that would be a valid reason for the husband to be made for, as opposed to during the summertime when there's lots of luck at shit and pay available, then according to Rava's understanding of the Mishnah, that would be a reason that he can't be made. And a third explanation, Rav Nachman Amar La'olam Baal La'ab B'chlal B'riyasu. As a matter of fact, we can go back to Ullah's explanation and say the husband is not included in Brias. So when she made the neder that I won't have enough from Brias, in fact, she did not mean to include her husband. However, he learns differently from Ullah that the Sefer is not a separate reason for Hachi Katani. Rather, the Mishnah is telling us a separate din. You should know that even though she made a neder not to have hanah from anybody, and it's fine, as long as she's married, then her husband is not included. But you should know also, Mrs. Garisha, the Mishnah is also telling us that if she gets divorced, yecholah lahonis b'leket shikha peah, then she is able to have hanah from leket shikha and peah. She's taka also to have other kinds of hanah from other people, but she will be mutter in leket shikha peah. So the point is, in other words, the husband can't be mefer because, again, she can still have hanah from her husband because he's not included in Brias. So therefore, there's no inu nefesh. The Mishnah is, by the way, telling us a separate din that you should know, as we said before, that leket shikha and peah, there's no tovas hanah, there's no such thing as that the balabas gets to the farmer, gets to choose which aniyim take it. No, he has no say in that. Therefore, it's not considered having hanah from them. So that's the chiddush is, in other words, according to that, that once she gets divorced, then the husband becomes included in Brias as well, and therefore we can't say that he should be able to support her like a husband usually ought to be able to support his ex-wife. No, because she made a neder on Brias, so fine, as long as they were married, we could say her husband wasn't included in Brias, but now that they got divorced, then he's included in Brias as well. And the Ran discusses that at some length, because earlier in the Masechta, we talked about, for example, you have a case where a person made a neder that I won't have hana from people who go and voyage in the sea. So we said that, so we said he's allowed to have hana from people who stay on dry land. So the Yerushalmi discusses, what if you have a person, what if he says that this neder should be in effect 30 days from now, and you have somebody who at the time of the neder is on the sea, and later on, before 30 days are up, then he ends up coming back to dry land. And the halacha is going to end up being, because he was Yodei Ayam, because he was a sea voyager at the time of the neder, therefore he's at the time when the neder was expressed, then therefore the neder includes him, even though by the time the neder takes effect, 30 days later, he's not anymore. So therefore, says the Ran, so then applying that to our case over here, the flip side would also be true. If you have somebody who at the time of the neder was on dry land, and now 30 days later is in the sea, you would be able to have anah from him. Well, by the same token over here, she says Brias. According to Rav Nachman's understanding, Brias does not include her husband. Why should the fact that later on she gets divorced, why should her husband all of a sudden enter the category of Brias if he wasn't at the time? So he discusses that in that case, so it comes out, if we learn that way, it comes out that all Gemara contradicts that Yerushalmi, and he says, okay, fine, that would mean that all Gemara contradicts the Yerushalmi, in fact, all Gemara would be taking a different tack on it, and all Gemara would be saying, you go according to how it is right now. And he goes and discusses at some length the ins and outs of that. Anyway, that's all according to the Ran. The Rosh, anyway, has a different explanation. He says the point that Rav Nachman is making is, that once she's divorced, then Rav Nachman is saying that the husband can't be mefer, even though eventually it's going to come to Inri Nefesh, because it's not really going to be Inri Nefesh, because on the face of it, now her husband can't support her anymore, because now he's included in Brias. The fact is, though, since she's still able to have Leket Shikra and Peah, then therefore there's no Inri Nefesh involved. So therefore that would be a reason that the husband can't be made. So those are three explanations of the statement in the Gemara, so we'll continue that discussion tomorrow, and discuss, in particular, we'll discuss Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah. Shukriya, everyone.